It's a big night, and Ginny Markham Gales got to be ready.
10, 10, 20, 20, 90, 90, 100, 100, 10, 10, tatamus, two tees, time to the top of two tall trees. Tuna, would get two, would get two, would get two, two, two. Sold at your weight, 275.
Ginny is a professional auctioneer and was named the 2019 Wisconsin Auctioneer of the Year.
We all have unique creative abilities. We all have passions. And when we can really put our all into that passion and into that ability, it just naturally shines.
Ginny's been in the bidding game since she was a child. Her family ran an auction company, and every weekend, it was all hands on deck.
Gentlemen, please welcome Ginny Gale.
I started out, I believe I was 10 years old. I was running sheets for the auction company. And over time, I moved up into the position of cashiering. And I also worked as a clerk and eventually a ringman. If it was on a Saturday or Sunday, no matter what day, we were expected, required to be there.
Anybody else?
She stepped away from the family business and tried her hand at finance and real estate. But as the years passed, something was missing.
You're auctioning.
The auctioning world was calling her back home.
You know, I've always had the itch for auctions, but I never knew exactly how I could get back into it, but I knew I had a lot to offer.
Combining her passion for auctions and helping worthwhile organizations, she joined forces with her brother Tim and her father Jim to form Bravo Benefit Auctions.
Lots of energy tonight. Yeah.
Always do.
Always bring it. Yeah.
We have this talent. We have this energy and excitement. We can share our knowledge with other nonprofit organizations. And I felt like that was really the space for us to make a difference.
Tonight, the family is helping to raise funds for the University Lake School in Heartland, Wisconsin.
229 gives $100.
An auction together as a family, so many times I'm behind the mic as the auctioneer, and my brother and my dad will be out in the audience as ringmen.
Put your hands together, this is kind of fun.
They're that extension of the auctioneer, which kind of takes that excitement and that energy out on the floor, and they're able to get more bids and maybe talk them into bidding one more time.
50. If 25,
Tim, Ginny's brother, shares auction duties. So when she's not behind the mic, she's on the floor with her dad.
Last call and a half. Sold it at $50. $50, get on up here. You are
working with my dad and brother and coming in as that family unit, for me, it makes my heart smile. It's just really a full heart because all three of us have such passion and energy and love for this business and being able to raise money for deserving organizations. It's just full circle.
Ginny has high hopes for the field of auctioneering, and she wishes more women would consider this career.
There's been occasions where I show up and they're like, a female auctioneer, this is so cool.
Well, yes, she said.
I hope to create a legacy where people remember me as that person that really made a difference. Or I've trailblazed a way, you know, for more women to get into the industry. That's what I'd like to be remembered for.
Sold on a lifetime of using her unique talents to make a difference, she's found her calling.
500 is bid, 750, what do you think?
I keep just paving my way and I keep that persistence, you know, and I have a goal and I'm gonna reach it.
Moving on, thank you again. One more round of applause because that is amazing.